It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, August 12th. I'm Molly Wood, filling in for Ben Johnson. A federal court ruled this week that states can put limits on city-run broadband networks. Some cities in Tennessee and North Carolina that run municipal internet service providers wanted to offer their broadband services outside the city limits, but existing state laws and regulations interfered. The FCC tried to override the state laws, but the federal appeals court on Thursday smacked them down. So what is the future of public high-speed internet access? Chris Mitchell runs the Community Broadband Networks Initiative at the nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Hey, Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How do laws like the one in Tennessee come about?
Well, what happens is that your powerful cable and telephone companies, they have these lobbyists, and they talk to the legislators. They convince them that the best way to improve internet access is to make sure that cities can't get in the way by building their own networks. And those legislators don't really hear from the other side. And so you have laws like we have in Tennessee and North Carolina, where you have the best network potentially in the entire nation in Chattanooga, not able to serve people that have really terrible and no internet access just a few miles away.
The way you describe it, it sounds like it's coming down to essentially protectionism, right, for these companies?
Yes, absolutely. It would definitely be protectionism. And these laws are so ridiculous that Chattanooga, which has running a profit, it's doing so well, they can't put that money into investing to serve their neighbors. You might say that a state doesn't want its cities to take on risky investments. This is the exact opposite. This is one of the safest investments you can imagine, taking an incredibly successful network and making it a little bit bigger.
Let's step back and look at the big picture for a minute. There have been so many conversations for years about internet as a utility, municipal broadband, municipal wireless. It seems, though, that we are trending toward it being firmly in the hands of private companies. Would you say that's true?
Well, that's what my nightmare is. We definitely worry that this would be something that would be taken over by only private companies. If you take a look back at electrification, early on, it was mostly private companies, and then it was cities, and then it was co-ops, too, and today people get their internet from private companies, co-ops, and municipalities all around the country. So I think in 100 years, people will be getting their internet access in the same way, just like they have been getting their electrical access.
That's Chris Mitchell from the Institute for Local Self-Reliance. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Thank you.
It's time for Silicon Tally. My competitor today is Matt Maher, comedian and host of the Dear Matty Show podcast. Matt, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Oh, I am ready, sugar. Let's do this. 15 drones
is what Amazon is going to need to deliver even one package because, let's be honest, drones can't carry that much.
I wish that was the answer. No, it's a fleet of 15 drones are going to be delivering medical supplies to the country of Rwanda.
Oh, that's way better.
It's more going to be more emergency medical supplies. I don't think you can get a Xanax from this. but yeah.
That's what Amazon is planning.
Yeah, exactly. And it just runs on an iPad app.
Amazing. All right. I have a number for you.
Okay.
1, BOTUS.
It makes me think of POTUS. So it makes me think of, like, I don't know, 1 blustery president. I don't know.
I think we would probably officially pronounce it BOTUS. Bot of the United States, because the White House now has a Facebook Messenger bot that people can use to send messages to President Obama. And the president will, they say, read 10 of these messages a night.
I might do one.
I assume they're going to be pre-screened, but I'm going to do one too. Hit me with your next number.
A half view.
A half view is how I've been watching the Olympics, because I just do work during the boring semifinals.
Okay.
Of swimming.
Except for diving. Ooh, all eyes are on that. Goodness.
True.
This is perfect because it's now Google has actually added a feature to Google Docs and Google Sheets for apps for iOS. So now with your iPad, if you have an iPad Pro, it does a split screen of 50-50, so a half view, which For somebody like me, I feel like that divorce kid where I love both parents, Google and Apple, but I just wish they'd get along more. And so it's going to change my life.
Okay, here's mine. 10 million species.
That, you know, NASA thought used to live on Mars, like bugs or something? I don't know.
That would be a lot of bugs. It is the number of aliens that players of this new video game, No Man's Sky, discovered within 24 hours of its official launch this week. So they found 10 million alien species in the game. And just for comparison, there are just about 8.7 million species native to Earth.
When do people, like, pay their water bill? I just don't know. That takes so much time to me. I just...
It's exhausting. Matt Maher is host of the Dear Maddie Show podcast. Matt, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And Twitter is still under fire for how it handles abuse and harassment on its platform. A BuzzFeed article Thursday highlighted a decade of internal battles at Twitter as it tries to balance a commitment to free speech with the need to make users feel safe and want to use its service, which incidentally is how Twitter makes money. But BuzzFeed also said that Twitter isn't consistent. It cited unnamed sources and said Twitter secretly filtered out abusive language during live question and answer sessions with President Obama and Caitlyn Jenner. After the story was published, Twitter said it was inaccurate and unfair, but that it is still working on fixing its troll problem. You know, maybe it could get some help from Pepper, the emotional robot. It's built by Japanese company SoftBank. Pepper can play games, answer questions, and try to understand your feelings. Pepper arrived in the U.S. Thursday at a store called Beta in Palo Alto. Our producer, Catherine Gerardo, went there to get a demo.
Tell me your secret.
Awesome. I can detect feelings, like when you're happy or sad. For example, I can see if you're smiling right now or not. See, there's a smile.
I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.